Hi guys, welcome to Learn Kenyan Law with Wanjiko. I am your host, Wanjiko Mwangi. So of course, Learn Kenyan Law with Wanjiko always enlightens you about matters legal. And for today's topic, it is such an interesting one. We're going to be talking about the Kenyan School of Law. The Kenya School of Law is the only bar school here in Kenya. And we're going to be with someone who is going through it and is going to offer tips. You know, what are the eligibility criteria of joining KSL? Which are the do's? Which are the don'ts? How do you pass? How do you pass your orals? How do you pass your projects? And all those important information. I am sure you don't want to miss out on this. Karibu sana Wycliffe. Please introduce yourself.
Thank you for that introduction. I'm Wycliffe Owino, co-host Learn Kenyan Law with Wanjiku. So today basically we're talking about Kenya School of Law. What does it take for you to be there? What are the do's and don't? How do you pass your exams? How do you pass your orals? How do you survive over there? So generally this will be an information and exciting podcast. We're talking about everything about Kenya School of Law. So subscribe. We'll be posting this podcast to different channels. So enjoy, share it. Let this information reach everyone who wants to join Kenya School of Law. So mainly it will be information. How do you survive? How do you go about it? So welcome to this episode today. And I'm sure that you'll enjoy every bit of it. Thank you, Anjiko.
Karibu sana, Wycliffe. Thank you again so much for being here today. And I like the fact that you're still in Kenya School of Law. And the first question that I'm going to ask you is, what is Kenya School of Law? In case someone has never heard about it, how can you? What is Kenya School of Law?
So thank you. In answering that question, I'll answer it in a very comical way. Kenya School of Law is where every lawyer wants to go.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So typically, Kenya School of Law is governed by the Kenya School of Law Act. So this is a place where lawyers go through for them, you know, it's like they go through Kenya School of Law before they become advocates. So typically back in campus, you go through LLB. So for you to be admitted to practice in law in Kenya, to practice law in Kenya, you have to go through Kenya School of Law. So in simpler terms, that's how I'll keep it.
Okay. Just
exactly.
So which programs, which kind of programs are offered in Kenya School of Law?
So mainly the program offered in Kenya School of Law is the ATP program. Yeah, we have ATP program.
Standing for, what does ATP stand
Advocate
for?
Training program. Uh-huh. So mainly this is where you have finished your LLB, then you go through advocate program for you to be admitted to the bar. Then they also have paralegal studies where they also teach about diploma. You know, they have a sector where they teach about diploma. Their campus is mainly in town campus, mm-hmm. but the ATP program is in Karen. Mm-hmm. It's in Karen, yeah, exactly. Then Kenya School of Law also offers skill based program.
Okay.
Exactly. So exact issue of certification, auditing, mm-hmm. you know, issue of advocacy skills. Exactly. So they also do research. Exactly. So it's an area for research too.
So I would want us to focus on the ATP program. That is the Advocate Training Program.
Yeah.
Which kind of units does someone get to learn when they're undertaking this program?
So basically, we have 9 major units back in Kenya School of Law. We have LPM. LPM, which stands for Legal Practice Management. We also have Legal Writing. We have Trial Advocacy. We have Professional Ethics. We have conveyancing, we have commercial transaction, we have civil litigation, and finally criminal litigation. So those are the 9 main units offered when it comes to Kenya School of Law.
That's interesting, because the moment you've mentioned those 9 units, they actually sound so fundamental to me, because if you actually want to practice law, you need to understand criminal litigation, civil, and even conveyancing especially. So I feel like ATP focuses on the specific important subjects, if we are to say so, even if you've done them in the undergrad.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, so I'd also want us to talk a little bit about the eligibility criteria. So if I've done my undergrad, my undergraduates, what are the eligibility criteria of joining KSL?
So the criteria are really mentioned in the Kenya School of Law Act itself. So mainly what they focus on a lot is if you are a student, maybe say you did your LLB outside the country. So first of all, they'll check your, what do you call it? there's equalization which will be done through CLE.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you'll have to do pre-bar before you join Kenya School of Law.
Mm-hmm.
And for those Kenyan students who have done, let's say, their LLB back locally, what they look at is mainly your languages. You must have B and above in both, in either English or Kiswahili. And plus also you must have the entry requirement grade, which is a C+.
Uh-huh.
Then you also need to have completed your LLB program for you because you can't go to Kenya School of Law without finishing LLB program.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the main, I think those are the main element that they look at when it comes to for you joining Kenya School of Law.
Yeah, so basically if you're a Kenyan student who studied in Kenya, you should have a mean grade of a C+ or above,
yeah,
and a B and above in either English or Swahili.
Exactly.
And if you're a foreign student, they do the conversion, and then now you have to do pre-bar before you even now join the ETP program.
Yes.
So my next thing would be, is it really relevant for me to go to Kenya School of Law, especially after I have finished my undergrad?
It's okay, because that has been a question which has really been bothering a lot of law students. And generally also most of us, because I'll just give my sentiment into that. Is it relevant for you to go to Kenya School of Law? Yes, it's relevant. Why? Because for you to enjoy law, you need to practice it. Exactly. So you can't practice until you are admitted to the bar, and you can't be admitted without you going through Kenya School of Law. So it is really important, because yes, someone may say, but I don't want to go to court. I want to work in corporate, even in corporate. Exactly. If you see most of the criteria they use, you know, they say you must have been in Kenya School of Law, admitted, everything, something like that. So I think by the virtue of you having that advocate certificate, it gives you an upper hand. Anyhow, I can say, so maybe there's someone who doesn't feel going to Kenya School of Law. You know, you can go do your master's, you can be an academia, you can also focus on consultancy, diplomacy. So the good thing with law, it's so versatile.
Yeah.
There's a lot of opportunities for you. But it is not necessary for you to go to Kenya School of Law, but it is fundamental for every lawyer.
So basically what I hear from you is that it gives you an advantage if you do so, as compared to someone who hasn't, especially depending on which field you want to go into.
Exactly.
So let's talk about the location. Where is it located?
So Kenya School of Law, as I said, let's say if someone wants to do their diploma in paralegal, their branches is mainly in town. For those undergoing through ATP program, their branches is at Karen. Exactly, in Karen.
Ah, okay. Sawa. I think for our introductory episode, this is good information. And our first episode is going to end here. Guys, be sure to listen to our next episode, which is coming right now. And we're talking about, how do you survive Kenya School of Law? How do you ensure that you pass your orals? How do you also pass your projects? And of course, later we're also going to be talking about, how do you find pupillage?